Accession number 20164, Rail 1.
How did you get the job in Brown and Hudson? Was it just...
I had a neighbour upstairs. And he got me the job.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get me the job. He recommended me to go down.
Yeah.
And this was when, I tell you what, I was a very, very poor person. This was only a one-bedroom flat then. And the back kitchen out there.
Yeah.
Now it's five rooms. I've got a big house that is modernised. That's where my money went when I came from Sia. Every evening, went on to the home. But it's worth it. It's lovely. I've had my pleasure. I get no more. And he recommended me. He said, go down and see them. He says, you can mention my name if you like. So I went down and I got started.
And what was your job there?
A driller.
A driller, oh yes.
Yeah, I was drilling. Also doing a little bit of spot welding, also doing a little bit of welding, helping out. But as I said, it was very primitive.
Yeah. Was there other women working there, was
it? Yes, in about five, six. But I was the last one to be finished. They finished them all and they wouldn't let me go. They kept us on. And well, I was well liked down there. And I was a grafter, you know. We're working for these... humping this on her shoulders. Yeah. I had big muscles like that in the size of it. Now, yeah. I've still got the muscle.
Yeah.
It's never gone away, really.
Right.
Pulling at these heavy... 7/16 drill is pretty heavy for a hand machine, you know. It wasn't done by a windy drill.
No.
You know, it was...
it was hand drilling, you mean?
Hand drilling, yes.
Yeah.
So you can guess, and I had to do thousands of holes.
Uh-huh.
And with it stuck across my shoulder.
Yes. Yeah.
And if they were too long, very long, I used to wear angle bars, they were, you know, heavy angle bars.
Yeah.
I used to have it just like a little stand. And I had to tie it with string to keep it down. And then when it got a little bit nearer over my shoulder, I would put it. And, whoa!
Right.
Hundreds of them, the angle bars.
So what was, I mean, all this work that you did, I mean, for a start, it was skilled, a lot of the work that you did.
Yes.
And certainly, I think, in the war, it was a bit unusual, a woman going in this sort of, like, what was a man's world. What did you think about that?
It was pretty well accepted. They were very good when I first went to Hawthorn Leslie's. Very good indeed. They were quite pleased, so the shoot when that man on night shift was only turning out that much.
Yeah.
You know, we were turning out... the women were grafters better than the men, I think. You know, which I proved. But I wasn't trying to beat anyone. I didn't know what I was doing wrong.
Yeah.
And I wasn't killing myself.
Yeah.
Just interested in the job. Where they weren't interested so much, the men.
Why do you think that one?
I don't know what they should have. Was you see, they were behind the screen and they were working there, so they didn't have to go into the forces.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing that I used to set my own machine up. And years later, I was told. That the women don't set them on machine if they've got to have a setter.
Yeah.
And he said, you always set your own, didn't you? I said, oh, yes. Built it up. Used the discretion. Work it for yourself, you know. Work
yeah.
it up for yourself. But, oh, there was happy days.
Yeah.
Oh, there were happy days. The first time I'd ever done dirty work in my life. I mean, my mother had us like a lady, you know,
yeah.
must serve your time. She wouldn't let me go in a factory.
Yeah.
For me, I was the oldest one, you see, first to go out. And she wanted me to be nice. She did keep us nice. She was greedy with money. She wouldn't give you pocket money, but she'd keep you like a lady.
Is that what you used to do with most of your money when you left it home, give it to your mother? When you're working in Hawthorne Leslie?
Oh, no, I used to pay money towards the board and that. But, oh, no, because I didn't have a lot of my husband. £2 something at that time, you know. The Navy, the forces was very poor. Seven when you got about 25 bob at that time. But they were happy days, very happy.
Yeah.
Everyone, well, of course, with the war being on, it was live for today, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, very much. I was just thinking about something you said earlier when you were talking about your husband and the problems that you had. You said you had a sense of independence. Does that come out of all the work and the kind of work you've been doing?
Yes. The independence. I've always been a little bit independent. Stubborn, not anymore, stubborn. But I didn't have a lot of confidence. It wasn't the confidence. My husband used to say, why don't you stick up for yourself? Everybody puts on to you.
Right.
Well, I was that damn good natured. I couldn't care less. I'm one of them types.
Yeah.
But couldn't care less. And I still haven't changed that way.
Yeah.
I'm still good natured.
But I was thinking, just saying you hadn't got much confidence and all that. I mean, in this...
Yeah,
problems you had with your husband. I mean, I was thinking maybe going to work and having that money in your pocket, like...
Oh, no, it didn't make any difference. You didn't have all that much to... you see, because when he died, I had no money. As I said, £5 was what I had of his assets. And £10, would they give me 10 shillings? And I had an empty house here to furnish. So, believe me, there was no money. I can remember buying two fireside chairs and I paid half crown a week. And when that's all I could afford.
Yeah.
No, 4 shilling a week. But I always wanted a kitchen cabinet.
Yeah.
At that time, you just had old cupboards, you know, smelly cupboards. Built in,
yeah.
And I wanted a nice kitchen cabinet, and I had to wait till the fireside chairs was finished, because I couldn't afford to take 2 shillings a week it was for the cabinet.
Yeah.
So when the chairs finished, I got the cabinet. When the cabinet finished, I got something else.
Right.
And so that I didn't have a lot of money to. There was no holidays. That was out. I never had a holiday for years. I can't remember when I had a holiday. I've had them since I was at sea.
Yeah.
But I didn't ever had a holiday before that.
What did you have? What did you do between leaving Brown and Hooks and going to sea?
Oh, I worked again. I was in a butcher shop, a high class butcher shop on the Coast Road. I worked there for 2.5 years, 3 years nearly. Jobs. Oh, I've done all kinds of jobs.
What was the best one? Like Brown and Hoods?
Oh, Brown and Hoods. Them days will never come back. And of course, the years at sea.
Yeah.
That was very. Well, the money was good. It was damned hard graft. It was the hardest I've ever worked in my life. But the happiest time was Brendan Good's 10 years. They thought the world of you. They were great. They would help you. They even come and help to decorate this house.
Oh, wow.
Not now.
Yeah.
When it was only an old hovel. When you had black fireplaces, you know. That's another thing I did. I saved up for that. And I got the fireplace out and bought one of those marble coloured. Surrounds, you know, like a modern fire with a well. Whereas before they had big, nasty, big ovens and black leaded stoves.
Yes.
You know, things like that.
Yeah, keep
them
clean.
Well, I used to be a crack hand at that because my mother said I used to do from when I was about 10 years old. I always had to graft. I'm not afraid of work. I'm 66, I'm looking for a job now.
Yeah.
I can get plenty of job. Well, I've got my little dog here. She's beautiful. I mean, she works for me, really. And in the evenings, I've done bar work. Oh, yes. I worked in clubs. I was a temporary stewardess in our club. I'd been there a couple of years. They asked us to take the stewardess's job over.
Which club was that?
The Constitutional Club. And I was at the Northeastern Club for nearly 2 years, serving behind the bar. I could do all this sort of thing, but at night times, if I had been married or had a family, I could have gone out to work in the evenings, could bring you home by taxi anyhow.
Yeah.
But I can't leave my little dog all them hours and then face an empty house when I came in. I'm too nervous.
Yeah.
So this job would have brought actors from 11 to 3. That's lovely.
Yeah, just the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's used to go to sleep. You see, it's there. Mm-hmm. That's afternoon's nap.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they might want jolly birds, I don't know. But if they're looking for the grafter, the far better have me. It's these young'uns.
Yeah.
I would be an asset to them, you know. Mm-hmm. I know I would.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. Fine. Just